Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord's words from Luke 14. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The disciple must say to himself the same words that Peter said of Christ, "I know not this man." Self-denial is not just a series of isolated acts of mortification or asceticism. It is not suicide, for there is an element of self-will even in that. To deny oneself is to be aware only of Christ and no more of self, to see only him who goes before, and no more the road which is too hard for us. To endure the cross is not a tragedy. It is the suffering which is the fruit of an exclusive allegiance to Jesus Christ. The cross is laid on every Christian. The first Christ suffering which everyone must experience is the call to abandon the attachments of this world. We surrender ourselves to Christ in union with his death. Thus it begins. The cross is not the terrible end to an otherwise God-fearing and happy life, but it meets us at the beginning of our communion with Christ. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. So wrote Dietrich Bonhoeffer in his classic work, The Cost of Discipleship. Those words capture well what Jesus says in our text in Luke 14. The passage follows the parable of a great banquet. Many were invited, but they made excuses. They were more attached to other things. In our text, then, Jesus addresses the crowds that accompanied him. Notice how Jesus does not sugarcoat the call. He doesn't say things like this: "Now, if you want to be happy, if you want to have an inner peace, if you want to have serenity and self-esteem, if you want to have a strong family, if you want to have a strong marriage, if you want to do well in the workplace, if you want to win friends and influence people, then follow me." No, Jesus does not sugarcoat his call. He does not make it sound very attractive. He does not appeal to the self-interest of people. Rather, he says, anyone who does not renounce all that he has, yes, his very own self, cannot be my disciple. This is evangelism Jesus style. The Christian life is tough. It's a tough road to hoe. Count the cost. Don't take it lightly. It means a completely different life. It does not mean staying on the same road, following in the old road, the ways of the world, and just getting forgiveness once in a while. Christ and his forgiveness puts you on a completely different road, a different path. It means a complete break with the old allegiances. Christ changes our habits. He changes our commitments. He leads you to renounce your own self-interest and instead to cling to him with wholehearted and single-minded faith. Christ leads and moves you to the cruciform life in devotion to him. The passage is really quite clear and straightforward, and it is troubling. As Mark Twain once said, "The parts of the Bible that troubled me the most are the parts I do understand." And this passage in Luke 14 is clear and troubling. Perhaps some of you are thinking, you know, I've made huge sacrifices to come here to Concordia Seminary. We sold our house, moved the whole family. The kids are in a different school. I incurred financial debt, and now I find out I have to renounce my family and renounce my own self. Isn't this a bit much? Well, before you pack up your bags and leave Concordia Seminary, let's reflect on this text a little bit more. First, call of Jesus applies to every Christian and would-be Christian, not just those in a seminary. This is the basic Christian life. Second, this call comes to us every day. Every day Christ bids us to renounce ourselves, renounce our self-interest, and instead take up our cross, suffer ridicule for his sake, and follow him. Every day he sends you back to your baptism to say no to the old Adam and to receive the new life that Christ gives. But most important is this. The one who calls us in this text is not just anybody. This is Jesus. The same Jesus we read about in the rest of the Gospel of Luke. The same Jesus who set his face to go to Jerusalem and to die. The same Jesus who denied himself, took up his cross, and gave his life for sinners. The same Jesus who knew as Messiah that the Messiah had to die for sinners. The same Jesus who on that cross said, "Father, forgive them." The same Jesus who said to a common thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The same Jesus who instituted the Lord's Supper and said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink, this cup is the new covenant in my blood." The same Jesus who forgives us for our double-minded devotion, who forgives us for our casual discipleship, who forgives us for our self-preoccupation. The same Jesus who was raised from the dead and exalted to the right hand and Lord over all. The same Jesus who is coming again with glory for our redemption. This is the one who calls us. Not Jesus the guru, Jesus the lawgiver, Jesus the harsh tyrant, but Jesus the crucified, Jesus the Savior, Jesus your Savior. That is our Master. Here at Concordia Seminary, the first thing we are about is forming disciples of Jesus Christ. As you hear his word, as you study his word, as you receive the Lord's Supper, as you daily return to your baptism, as you engage in the mutual conversation and consolation of the brethren, as you learn in the library and in the classroom and in field education, in and through all these daily activities, the Spirit of Christ will work on you, form you, shape you, mold you into disciples, into wholehearted, single-minded disciples of Christ the crucified. You will not remain the same here. Christ the crucified will grab you, seize you, and change you. That is what you can expect in your years here at Concordia Seminary. At the beginning of the school year, it is good for us to recommit ourselves to being wholehearted, single-minded followers of Jesus the Crucified, Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. Lose yourself and cling to him, the one who denied himself, took up his cross, and gave his life for you. Lose yourself and cling to him, the one who says elsewhere, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, send us your Holy Spirit to conform us into your image. Lead and move us this day and this year to renounce our own self-interests and our own self-chosen ways. Lead and move us this day and this year to walk in your ways, to take up our cross and follow you, our Savior. Amen.